Hey folks, we know that we're supposed to be returning today with part two with Nathan Green of Acadium, but we're going to push pause on that for one more week to stop and celebrate something very exciting, and that is that today is our 100th episode of the Digital to Learn podcast.
The Digital to Learn podcast is dedicated to exploring both what's new and what's good in the use of technology in teaching and learning.
Our mission is to have the best minds sitting in front of our microphones sharing evidence-based strategies for digital teaching and learning.
Digital to Learn is brought to you by the Center for Learning and Innovation at Indiana Wesleyan University.
Thank you for joining us. And now, the Digital to Learn podcast. Welcome to the 100th episode of the Digital to Learn podcast. I'm Tiffany Snyder, and I'm here with my co-host, Brad Garner.
Whoop whoop!
I know! Brad is wearing his celebratory orange glasses on top of his head today. So is orange a special color for you, Brad?
It certainly is. Every time I celebrate the 100th of anything, I wear my orange glasses.
I assume so. This has just been a joy. And I think Brad's going to kind of go into the amazement that we still have for how this podcast has transpired. So we're going to reflect a bit on the past and then also share with you some exciting news about the future.
It's surprising to me to think back to your second day working here.
Mm-hmm.
And we said to you, hey, Tiffany, how'd you like to do a podcast? The odd thing about that question was we didn't know any more about doing a podcast than you did. It was kind of an adventure that we started on. Weren't sure exactly what we were doing. And a lot of people listening would probably say, yeah, and that's still true. But you willingly jumped into this world with us, and it has been an amazing experience.
I just remember, you know, having the headset on and being so stiff. My body was stiff because I was nervous. My words just were all over the place. We did so many takes being nervous. But what we learned pretty quickly was that this is just an opportunity to talk with our guests and celebrate what they're doing. And there is nothing intimidating or scary about that. It's been so fun.
To me, the biggest surprise has been that we reach out to people that we don't know and they typically don't know us. And from our perspective, these are global thought leaders who are several pay grades above us.
Yep.
And we invite them to come on to our Humble podcast, and they say, yeah, sure, love to do that. And then once we start a conversation, it becomes very obvious that they're just real people.
Mm-hmm.
And the other beauty of it is, I think, they're talking about something that they are so excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it fun.
It does. When you think about the most enthusiastic guests that we've had on our show, who comes to mind?
I'm going to beg off of that question. and here's why. Little behind the curtain moment. Every time before we do a podcast, I had this attitude like,
oh yeah,
I don't really want to do this. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what that is exactly. And then the second thing that happens after every podcast recording is that I will say, that's my new favorite guest.
Yep. It is true. And it is a tough question for me to be asking who's the most enthusiastic, because they all are, because they're all talking about what it is that they're passionate about. I took the challenge before this episode of kind of putting categories on some of our guests, because to be honest, it's been organic. How we've reached out to guests is based on the books that we're reading, people in the news. There was an EdTech article about who to follow online, and we sought out those individuals. So it's been a very organic process. But at the end of the day, we've had some kind of interesting categories. So we've had these EdTech powerhouses that have certain technologies that they have founded or that they promote in that space. We've had institutional tech and data advocates, people at their institution who are fighting to make effective changes in the area of technology, and they're doing so with grace. We've had social media giants, rock star thought leaders, incredible industry connectors, best-selling authors, and some show-stopping educational partners. And it's just been a great mix-up.
It really has.
So as we reflect on the past, I was new to the team when the podcast was started, but why podcast? Why not some other avenue, webinar or a conference event to connect with some of these all-star guests?
I think when we started, we were kind of at a stage where we as a team were trying to come up with our identity. Like, what are we going to do? And the obvious ones become things like, well, let's have a website. But then we also had a chance to have coffee one day with a colleague who's doing a podcast. And he kind of talked to us about the mechanics of it. And we were especially intrigued, I think, by the idea of reaching out to people who were doing great things and inviting them to sit across a microphone from us and just have a conversation. I think we probably started for our own edification more than anything else. And it turned out to be such great fun. And we also then get such great comments from listeners. So it's been a total win-win situation for us.
I said I was new when you started the podcast, and I must say it's been the best on-the-job training experience. So I know that it wasn't intended that way, even though you can say, yeah, I meant to do that. I don't think that's how it was designed, but in terms of learning about this industry and the changes that we face in higher ed right now and the opportunities that are available in higher ed, the podcast has been great.
Well, I think we also have to give a special shout out to Mike and to Shay and others who have done editing for us. I mean, people listening in right now probably are thinking, you sound really stupid. But they don't know how stupid we can sound.
Oh, my goodness. And how much dirt the editing folks must have on
That's
us.
Right. So. That's right.
And then we have Brady. We have Brady Boswell working behind the scenes, too, connecting with our guests and providing us with notes and about resources that we can provide our listeners with after the show. So it's been a true team effort, and we are very blessed to have the resources and the individuals that we do.
I'm excited too about the next event we're going to be planning beginning in 2022.
Yeah.
Where we're going to be having some of our podcast guests back with us for longer conversations in a webinar format. So stay tuned for that, folks. Digital to Learn is going to be coming out with a series called Envision to Innovate. And that will be some of our podcast guests coming back for further conversations, chance for you to chat with them as well. Information about that will be available through our website, Digital to Learn, and how to register, how to participate in those activities. So we are looking forward to having many of our favorite guests back with us.
That's right. We have things cooking right now. I'm stealing your phrase, Brad. Next, it'll be your glasses. But for now, it's your phrase. We've got some things cooking. And that is that Digital to Learn was Digital to Learn, the podcast. You're going to see our social media even shift to just Digital to Learn. And that's because the brand has expanded to include things like webinars, events, papers that we write that are called undersized ideas with oversized impact. And we already have about five of them, I believe, that we're releasing on our new and revised website, www.digitaltolearn.com with numerical 2. Even that website is going to be having a relaunch on October 15th or before. So we're really excited about all these different initiatives that we have going on. We're also expanding our social media presence and our community presence on Clubhouse. So you can connect with us on there to do some live chats about topics you've heard on the podcast or just topics that we are passionate about in our career.
So this has been a fun adventure. It's really, really hard to believe that we've done 100 episodes. I just can't wrap my arms around that or my head.
And unlike maybe others who have started a podcast, I don't know that we had that goal. We did not set specific goals like let's have this number of podcasts and this number of listeners and this number of downloads. It's always been about learning, embracing the future and always keep learning. That's true for ourselves.
Absolutely right. So do you have any favorites you'd like to point out to us?
You know, lately we've really been focusing on what I mentioned earlier about show-stopping educational partners. So those partners being like Nathan Green of Acadium, who we will be hearing from next week. And I do like hearing about that because I believe that these partnerships are the future of higher education. But in terms of favorites to talk to, oh, I had so much fun talking to some of the duos that we've had. So the Josh and Eddie, or, you know, I wasn't there for it, but to listen back to Cynthia and Liv. We've had Kevin Kelly and Todd Zagrashik. Those are so fun. Just the more the better, I guess. The more people involved, the richer the conversation.
Absolutely. I think back to of just little snippets of things that people have said. Two that come to mind. One is Franz Johansson, who was making a comment about making connections. The example that he used was that he was watching The Queen's Gambit on Netflix, which is a very entertaining show, but he was sitting there thinking, how can I connect what I'm watching with what I'm learning, what I'm doing, with the world at large? So always trying to connect the dots. That was a brilliant comment, I think. The other one, one of my favorites, was Yong Zhao, who said, if you really want to learn about a topic that you know nothing about, write a book. And we have been practicing that.
It's true.
Identifying topics that we'd like to know more about and then really digging into them. And I'm finding that when I become engaged in that process, I begin hearing things around me, going back to the Johansson connection. I'll see something on television, I'll see an article, somebody will make a comment in a meeting, and a bell will ring, like that connects with what you're doing. So it's quite remarkable.
Just yesterday, Brad said he had three things he wanted to tell me, and the first two were about work, and the third one was, oh, and by the way, I need you to start writing about a topic you don't know anything about. So that is true.
So stay tuned for that and see what that is.
I'm nervous about that. I think something really powerful for me is, in some cases, these people that we're meeting are people that in any other environment or part of our work, we would not have had the opportunity to meet them or a platform to do so. So I think of, I was using Delve qualitative research software, and I was using their chat bot feature. And at first I thought it was AI, but it was just so personable, and started questioning, like, I don't think this is AI. I think this is a person. And I started asking them more questions and getting more from them. And turns out it was the founder of Delve, the creator, and it was Lai Ho. And she ended up coming on the podcast as a way to really, for me selfishly, to be like, tell me more about your chatbots and your experience at Delve. And it's just so neat that I was able to invite her onto the podcast as opposed to just saying, let's keep chatting in the box with text only. So,
and when those conversations end, I always feel like I know that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly know them better than when we started the podcast interview, but just things they share about themselves, their work patterns, their thought patterns, just feel like I really know them. And I look forward to sometime being at a conference or an event somewhere and actually running into our podcast guests.
I think that's why we're most excited about having the webinar series, the Envision to Innovate series, coming this spring and also extending into fall 2022, as we will be inviting these guests back for deeper dive topics and an opportunity for you to feel like you know these guests too. So please stay tuned, again, by looking at our website, digitaltolearn.com, as well as our social media. We've got Instagram, we're on Clubhouse, we're on Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn.
And we'll see you back here in, about a year or so for our 200th episode.
That's right. Thank you all for listening. This is our celebratory 100th episode of Digital to Learn.
Thank you for joining us on Digital to Learn.
If you enjoyed this podcast, there are three things we ask you to do. 1, come back and join us again. 2, tell your friends about us. And 3, give us a positive ranking on your favorite podcast platform.
Digital to Learn is brought to you by the Center for Learning and Innovation at Indiana Wesleyan University.
Embrace the future.
Always keep learning.